Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Glory and Liv from California. Hey, Glory and Liv. We are so excited to turn their idea into a story. Their idea. Oh, I'm not even going to tell you. Let's listen to the story and find out. Let's go. One day, Glory and Liv were on a train. And this is something that they did all the time because they lived in a land with no cars or buses or anything else, just trains. It was so cool. Trains were super important and they brought everybody to where they needed to go. But these trains were not ordinary trains. These trains could fly. Yeah, I know. Pretty awesome. Glory and Liv, they were so lucky that they could travel on flying trains. And they loved to go on different adventures and look for different new things or take the trains to and from school or all sorts of different places. But today, they couldn't believe what they saw. Can I tell you what they saw? All right, let's go. So this one day on the train, they were sitting in their normal seat, looking out the same normal window, hoping to see something new. Have you ever done the same thing over and over and over and hope maybe something different or new happened? Yeah, Glory and Liv thought the same thing. And so as they were traveling on this train, they received a super important message. And it said, Glory and Liv, we need your help. We know you're not a member of the Spy Kids team yet, but we need you. You see, there are some animals that are stuck in the middle of the desert and they really need water. There's nobody else who can get them water except you on your flying train. Can you help us? They said, absolutely, let's go. So Glory and Liv started on their mission. They had to figure out where in the desert were all these animals that needed water. And pretty soon they found some clues that pointed them to the Sonoran Desert. That's, I guess, where our next stop is. Let's go. And then they remembered, wait a second. How in the world are we going to bring all the water that they need there? Gosh, I don't know. Wait, what's that sound? Oh! Oh my gosh! That's our friend, Wally the Whale! Hey, Wally!
Hi, guys! How are you doing?
Wally always loved to FaceTime us, and when he FaceTimed, he was always swimming, and so you could hear the water and him splashing in the background. Wally was a great swimmer. He was a giant whale, and he did all kinds of crazy things, and it was kind of noisy. Wally, hold on. You're being kind of noisy.
Oh, sorry. I just love swimming.
Glory and Liv said, Wally, we have a huge favor for you. Could you please help us? There's a whole bunch of animals in the desert that need our help. They don't have any water, and they need us to bring them a whole bunch of water. Can you please help?
Absolutely, he said. I live in water, and I can fill my whole mouth with a giant swimming pool worth of water. And then I can bring it there. Absolutely.
They said, oh, great, Wally. How fast? Wait, Wally, you don't have any legs or arms. How are you going to get to the desert? Like, I thought whales have to swim everywhere they go.
Well, you see here, I haven't told you this, but I did just upgrade my fins to a robot system 3.5, which includes arms and legs. It's top of the line.
Wow, that would be great. So you can fill your mouth with water and then race to the desert. We'll meet you there because we'll take the flying train. And then we can save all the animals, right?
Absolutely. Sounds good. Wally, over and out.
And that began the mission. They had to act fast. So the two girls got on the train and sailed off as fast as they could, flying through the clouds, of course, to the desert to find where the animals were. Very quickly, they saw it was probably 200 animals that were all curled up in a big circle. They were all very thirsty. Gloria and Liv, they knew exactly where to go. So they landed the train. And waited for Wally. There's Wally, Glory said. And his mouth is full of water. It's perfect. It's splashing all, oh my gosh. Wait, here's an empty pond. Wally, why don't you fill up this pond with the water and all the animals can then drink it? It was kind of hard to understand Wally because remember, his mouth was full of water. And so Glory and Liv watched as all the animals ran over to this empty, dry pond and watched Wally dump a whole bucket of water into the pond. Plunk. Wow, they're so thirsty. They drank all the water up and they look so happy. Glory and Liv had completed the mission. Hooray, they saved all the animals in the desert. Wally, thank you so much, Liv said. All right.
I gotta go. I'll see you guys later. Bye.
And Wally ran off back to the ocean because he could only stay out of the ocean just for a little bit. Gloria and Liv had saved the day. They were so excited to go home and tell their parents about all the animals they had saved. The end.